Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, part two of my interview with Billy Vassiliadis, top political and tourism advisor here in the state of Nevada. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dan Hart, Helen Foley, and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Yeoman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, part two of our interview with Billy Vassiliadis. He's the CEO of R&R Partners. I want to run through a couple more election races before we get to some other stuff. Let's talk about Stephen Horsford and Danny Tarkanian. Did you ever expect this race to be this close?
I don't know that I expect this to be a tougher race for Stephen than people assume because of the registration. Yeah. The Tarkanian name in Southern Nevada is legendary, thanks to Coach Jerry.
But isn't it 50-50? 50% love him? And
no, I don't. No. There's a nostalgia for the Running Rebels days. I mean, you're a Wolfpack fan. You know, I mean, how folks are about their sports. And then, of course, don't forget, the Councilwoman Tarkanian was a school board member for, I think, two terms. Now she's been a councilwoman for two terms. Very well liked, very well respected. And let's also not forget, this is Danny's third campaign.
But Danny also lost in Clark County in the primary.
But there's a name recognition factor there. And as much as you and I follow the legislature and engage with the legislature, the average legislature doesn't have better than a 14% name recognition in their district.
True.
So the name recognition disadvantage for Horsford, advantage for Tarkanian going in was significant, was dramatic. And Stevens had to play catch-up just to get into the name rec game, much less then distinguish himself and get votes.
Joe Heck looks like he's pulling away a little bit from John Oseguera. Did it surprise you at all that some of the liberal media were taking shots at the liberal candidates?
Well, I'm not going to go with the liberal media thing, so I've got too many friends, and I don't want to get back into it.
No, but there are certain people in the state, I don't want to go into naming names, but there are certain people in the state that you consider them conservative writers, and some people more liberal writers. So,
I think what happened is when John came out of the box, he was very cautious. We were talking about that shell before, okay? John was also in a bit of a shell, very cautious. Don't say anything at the beginning of the campaign that's going to come back. You're going to see it in TV spots and what have you. And I think that in this state, the one thing about the press and the politicians is you guys spend a lot of time together. You guys know each other on a first-name basis. You don't see each other once a year at a press banquet. And I think there was some folks that felt that John was shining him on, not giving the direct answers, and he took a couple of broadsides. I think it was the press guys thinking they were doing their jobs, and I think John's probably recovered from that, though.
And do you think he still has a shot?
Listen, I think yes. I think only the registration says he has a shot.
Okay.
Clark County's going to go over 100,000 the advantage probably here before this election's over. You know, and that district's pretty close. So the registration advantage, if Obama pulls what he was pulling, you know, before the debate, going forward, you know, the race is it could be a lot closer than folks think.
The Sheila Leslie Greg Brower race, there's a slight Republican advantage there, but Sheila's reputation as a hard worker is pretty amazing.
Sheila is one of the hardest working elected officials and candidates I've ever seen, and I think people underestimate the amount of personal base of support she has. She reminds me of Dina Titus, in that maybe there's detractors who disagree with her on certain issues or what have you, but she's built a personal base of support that travels with her, that sticks with her. And I think Sheila started with an incredibly strong support group, which I think they've been able to expand. And it's going to be, another close race. I think, again, the performance of the D's is going to impact that race. And as of the last time I saw a week ago or so, the president was performing very well in Washoe County.
Let's change tacks here because I want to get into some other issues.
Uh-huh.
So you heard about the Connecticut Indian tribe, Native American tribe, is going to take over resorts in Atlantic City. And that got my mind to thinking that not so much for Las Vegas, but maybe, but more for places like Reno. At what point do these, especially California tribes, look at Reno and go, well, we've seen that there's a bunch of properties in downtown Reno that nobody's investing in. Maybe we should buy one of those properties and we'll have somewhere to send our folks. We get them Sunday through Thursday, but they go away for the weekend. Maybe we can send them away for the weekend and send them to Reno and Tahoe.
Boy, that's a great question. I hadn't thought about
that. I try to have one every time I'm with you.
I haven't thought about that. I think it makes sense. The business assessment they would have to go to is there's quite a bit of benefit of being on tribal land. There's tax benefit, there's freedom from certain regulations benefit, whether that be smoking, age of play. You know, in Nevada we require 21. A lot of tribal reservations can play at 18 on tribal land. So they're good. They would have to weigh the pro and the con of that, and then in Reno buying a significant piece of infrastructure and having to do some upgrading and reinvesting. But the notion is not different from Nevada properties by partnering in the reverse, partnering with tribes in those states, is you then create a network. So would it make sense for a tribe in Northern California to have a network of properties, one of which being in the sort of the state that is the mecca of legalized gaming, Nevada? Yeah, it would make a lot of sense. I mean, it's a really interesting concept.
All right, let's take
I'm going to make some calls when we get off the show.
I'm in for 10%. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
It's one of the hardest decisions a family can make, realizing a nursing home is the only choice. For many middle-class families, Medicaid is the only way to afford the care. But as a governor, Mitt Romney raised nursing home fees 8 times. And as president, his budget cuts Medicaid by 1/3 and burdens families with the cost of nursing home care. We have a president who won't let that happen.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Billy Vasiliadis. He's the CEO of R&R Partners. So we were talking about potential for, possibly for Indian gaming to come into Nevada, especially into some of the smaller markets. I was at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like plans for Lake Tahoe are really proceeding. The people that own the Edgewood Golf Course, which everybody sees on the huge tournament every year, is going to build a 200-room hotel on the golf course. And then you've got Heavenly at the other end of South Lake Tahoe on the gaming corridor with their lift that it's $40 just to ride the lift to go up there and see it. So you have huge investment at either side. What the Edgewood people are talking about is developing that downtown core, potentially taking down the Horizon. The lease is up next year. They own the land under that. They also own the land under Mont Blue that used to be Caesars Tahoe. They're looking at investing potentially $100 million, which for a company that's not a gaming company, it's a lot of dollars, and looking for investment partners. Isn't this the way that we need to see gaming properties go, which is for destinations, not just about gaming? Because no Indian casino has Lake Tahoe.
There's no question about that, and frankly, that's something that I was hoping to see a more aggressive attitude in Reno on. You know, Reno's a wonderful setting. And it could be a tremendous boutique resort visit, 4 hours from San Francisco, not just San Francisco, that entire northern Bay Area. It would increase the demand for air travel. It would help the airport. You know, Las Vegas, 10, 12, 15 years ago, between Steve Wynn and Terry Lanny and others, Sheldon Adelson, did just that. If you look at the Venetian right now, most of their revenue is non-gaming revenue, and that's been the trend down here. Because when the tribal casinos opened, you lost the frequency of the customer. I remember we did a survey. God, this goes back to 99, where Southern Californians still were coming here from San Diego, but they used to come 3 times a year. Now they were coming 1.5 times a year because they were going up to gamble at a tribal place. So we had to give those visitors another reason to come here, be it shows, be it entertainment, be it food, retail, spas, golf, etc. Lake, with an asset like the lake, like that beautiful, gorgeous lake, given that the TRPA allows them to do some of that development and still protect the environment, Reno, to me, would seem to ought to be a perfect partner with Lake Tahoe, given that the airport is in Reno. Tahoe will never be able to have an airport. You could have more critical mass of rooms in Reno than in Lake Tahoe. A pretty common, Tahoe's a little bit cooler, but a pretty common environment, et cetera. I think that whole northern area has tremendous potential because of its natural beauty and the access to it.
I was talking to a casino owner who was telling me that he currently has 60% of his revenue coming from gaming, whereas in Las Vegas it's about 38%. Shouldn't he be looking at expanding the other portions of his business, not to decrease that gaming win, but to make it a lower percentage so that he is more of an attraction?
Yeah, yes, because it'll be, as you said, when you asked the question, It's important to create a destination. If they want, if some of those properties want to be less susceptible to recession, less susceptible to the threats of the ever expansion, the expansion of gaming isn't stopping. It's going to continue to expand. There needs to be a reason to come there other than something you could do every place else. And I think that, again, because of Reno's natural beauty, the access, the ease and convenience of traveling inside of Reno, I think both the resort properties ought to be looking at amenities that they can add, but also I think the community needs to come together and do more redevelopment on that river. There's some wonderful new restaurants. I was there a week ago. Great new restaurants, the movie theaters, coffee shops. That needs to grow. That river is a perfect place to develop on and from, make it a key sort of center attraction. It's right next to the hotel properties, which also need to do some upgrading. And I think Reno could come back roaring in 5-6 years with
and
that kind of
investment. And you know what they should be doing? They should be advertising in Las Vegas.
I agree.
It's quicker to get from Las Vegas to Reno by air than it is by car to come from San Francisco. Okay, let's talk about Express West. Okay. I thought Rick Velotta did an astonishing job. He was on the program a couple of weeks ago based on his article with Anthony Martinell II, finally explaining the logic around Victorville for the high-speed train, because that is close to the Inland Empire. And I assure you, because I go there a lot, the Inland Empire ain't got nothing entertainment-wise.
Right. Let me disclose that Tony Martinell, the Express, is a client, has been for a number of months now. There's two pieces to this. One is that Inland Empire is around 14 million people that want at within, I think it's 45 minutes, an hour, that want to have access to Las Vegas. So it wasn't so much an expectation somebody on the beach would drive to Victorville, leave their car, and take a train, as there was a natural population base right there. Secondly, the plan was always to go to L.A., and that was announced about two months ago now, that there's now the Martinell's going to be involved in planning the Palmdale to Victorville. Also, I think eventually right now you're seeing both Reno, Salt Lake, Denver, and Phoenix very involved in a regional effort to become connecting points and spokes off of this train. So the future is going to be high-speed rail. I think Nevada is going to benefit from it greatly.
And unfortunately, that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure, my friend. Come back soon.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm Shelley Berkley, and I approve this message.
Berkley and Heller, who's really for you? On education, Shelley Berkley successfully brought funding to Nevada to protect the jobs of 1,400 teachers, and she fought to reduce interest rates on student loans. Dean Heller, he wants to eliminate the Department of Education, and Heller voted to cut funding for public schools, and he voted to cut college aid. Dean Heller, he's really not for you.
Nuts. Good to eat, not good for politicians. Greg Brower wants to represent Nevada families, but he supports tax breaks for companies that send the jobs we need overseas. That's nuts. And he thinks we should make it harder for women to access birth control and let insurance companies drop coverage for women's cancer screenings. Nuts. And Brower says ending Medicare as we know it is long overdue, which would leave seniors paying thousands more each year. Plain nuts. Greg Brower, not what Nevada needs.
Hello, I'm Joe Crowley. Higher education is critical to Nevada's future, and we need strong leaders on the Board of Regents. That's why I'm supporting Michonne Macadon. Michonne is a native Nevadan who has spent a career in academic life. She has held leadership roles in education and on statewide commissions. Her participation on the Board of Regents would be invaluable. Please join me in supporting Michonne Macadon, Regent.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Critics are raving. The Steel steals our hearts.
You are back in this competition.
Tonight.
Oh, my God. Is she going to push her butt?
The most surprising Steel yet. Whoa! All new Voice tonight here on NBC.
Every Wednesday, they save the lives of others.
Oh, go ahead. It's unstable.
While holding on to their own.
I'm saying I want to be with you.
Get back!
Chicago Fire, Wednesday at 10, 9 central here on NBC.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation from our last broadcast with Dan Hart, Warren Hardy, and Helen Foley. Let's talk about some of the statewide races and where they are. And I even want to go back as far as the Hella Berkeley debate and get your thoughts on that, because it seemed to me that neither of them were really being themselves. It seemed like they were both overcoached.
Well, I think the debate prep would be done differently today, given what happened. I think that they were both focusing on maybe facts or talking points as opposed to style. And I think that the delivery of that was a little bit ragged on both their parts. I'm not sure that there was a distinguishing candidate in that debate.
It's been interesting to me because, you know, in all the conversations I've had, both here in Las Vegas and in Reno, that when I talk to the Las Vegas folks, they say, well, we don't really know who Dean Heller is. When we talk to the people in Northern Nevada, they say, we don't really know who Shelley Berkeley is. It seems like these people are both very personable, and that there's been a mistake perhaps by both campaigns in not letting their candidates be their candidates.
Well, that's true, and there's been so much negativity in all of the ads.
I hadn't noticed.
And so when the debate came on, I was really looking forward to getting a sense of who they were and how they project themselves. And it was a rerun of all of their ads. They just started attacking each other with the same name calling, and it was not effective at all.
And that was the same with the Horsford-Tarkanian race, with the debate, rather. It seems to me that this is very interesting, that the public is interested enough to watch debates. Who'd have thunk? I mean, I thought it was just the four of us that were watching, but they really do want to do this, and they don't want those campaign commercials.
Yeah, and I just to go back to the comment, I think it changes the dynamic of a debate and a campaign when you're trying not to lose. And I think that was probably part of Governor Romney's problem for most of the campaign. He was trying not to lose. But I think you hit the nail on the head in the first segment. I mean, I do think that the whole American Idol is having an impact on the American public. That's how they judge. That's how they get to know somebody. I think that is much more of a factor than most people think.
Let's talk about the Joe Heck and John Osagura race. It appears, from the polling at least, that Joe Heck is pulling away. What do you put that to?
First of all, I wouldn't agree.
Okay.
I think that race is going to be particularly affected by the national races, the races above it on the ballot. I think if the president does well in this state, then John Osagura will do well. I think if Mitt Romney does well, then Joe Heck will do well.
What kind of point spread, though, would you say? I mean, if Joe Heck suddenly starts up being 10 points ahead, does that go past the margin of registration?
The problem, Sam, is and I don't want to get too much in the weeds on this, but the turnout in this particular election is it's real hard to predict, because potentially we could have over 80% turnout. Higher turnout obviously always favors Democratic candidates, so it's very hard to measure how effective the polling has been and how reflective of the actual preferences of voters.
You know, for a lot of people that follow politics in this state and read the various columns, it's surprising how many, you know, liberal-leaning columnists have written negative things about John Osagura in this campaign.
Well, that's true, but they've done it to, like Mr. Rogers has with Horsford too. It's been a strange campaign.
Well, now Jim Rogers, by the way, refers to himself, as he did on this program, as now a flaming liberal. So I mean, he's not exactly from the right wing anymore.
Well, I never thought that he really was right wing. He's always had some liberal causes, but he's really taken out after Senator Horsford, and okay. And that can change the dynamics of that race.
Well, I think that you know, just looking at it on the surface, the Tarkanian Horsford race is a lot closer. But your thoughts on the Heck Osagura race and the reasoning behind what looks like a lead?
Well, I do agree with Dan on that. I mean, I think it matters a lot what the presidential campaigns do, and I think that's right down the ticket to the legislative races. I think probably more than any other election cycle, what happens there is going to matter. And if Romney does well, I think the entire Republican ticket does well. I do think, and I haven't looked at the methodology on every single poll, I do believe that Heck is ahead. But again, I do think that there's absolutely a correlation between how the presidential campaign's doing and how the entire down ticket does.
I was talking to Speaker Perkins a couple of weeks ago at a conference, and he was saying that if there could be an 80,000 Democratic advantage in registration, that would make him comfortable that all these other candidates could be drawn across the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're close to that now, I think. And I think that's pretty significant. Again, we can have, not to minimize that at all, but the important thing is to get them to the polls. And I think the Democratic Party is in perfect shape to do that. I'm not so sure the Republican Party is with the fractures.
We've been doing it for years. We really have. We know how to do it. And it's not just at the top of the ticket with Obama. It's all the way down, labor and teachers and everyone. They have a very coordinated campaign. And if the president does well, then Oseguera and Horsford will do well.
The only thing I would say to that is I would look at Wisconsin very carefully, because the Democrats and labor and everybody really wanted to recall Governor Walker. And those polls were neck and neck. It looked like he may be recalled. He ended up winning by 7 points. I would submit if the Democrats can't get labor and their party to the poll in Wisconsin, they're going to have a hard time doing it in Nevada and Ohio and Wisconsin and some of these other places.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Great show. We'll be right back on About the Newsmakers after this timeout.
You made on your investments personally about $20 million last year, and you paid 14% in federal taxes. That's the capital gains rate. Is that fair to the guy who makes $50,000 and paid a higher rate than you did? So you think it is fair?
Yeah, I think it's the right way to encourage economic growth.
Lower tax rates for him than us. Is that the way to grow America?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Social Security laws and regulations cover over 1,000 pages, but when it comes to helping you...
Don't fight the system alone. David Allen and Associates, successfully helping disabled people for over 30 years. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new. Wiggle around with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
Possibly the best tasting burger on the planet. Eat at Joe's today.
Commercial break. Now don't fast forward. I'm going to show you how to fast forward for your cleaning instead. No more embarrassing stains, more free time with Bath Planet. Get a new affordable bath from Bath Planet and eliminate hard water stains forever. Call now for your free in-home consultation, and Bath Planet will install your custom-designed, easy-to-clean bath or shower in just one day. Call now. Less time cleaning means more time for you or the other messes in your life.
Call 888-9-BATH-PLANET.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the gaming expert Howard Stutz for the Las Vegas Review.